Shalom Avracha, welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pele Yoitz in Shin number 232, a new topic. And the topic is that of Golus. Golus, exile. And there are different types of Golus, as we just had Tisha B'Av last week, the 3 weeks. But we're still in Golus, unfortunately. And there are different types of golus as we see over here. Amru Rabbi Seinu Zichron Levracha. Chazal tell us the Mishnah Perkei Avos Perek Dalid Mishnah Yudalid. Have a goyle l'mokom Torah. You should exile yourself to a mokom Torah. That's not the type of golus you might have thought we're talking about. V'hei Nemesh Amru Chazal. Mitzvah ala Adam sheyodur b'mokam avoisov. The Peleoids tells us that it's true, that which Chazal have told us, that it is appropriate for a person to live in the place of his ancestors in order to glean from the guidance of their wisdom. Just like a bird strays from its nest, so a man wanders from his birthplace. It's not wise for a person to uproot his home and his foundation and to go on his own path. That's true. However, avol im yera shehuchruch lakor dirosim imekoymoi, if a person is forced to uproot his dwelling place, al derech ma'amorim chazal, mond bishlei b'hai mosa leizel mosa achriti, person who sees that he doesn't have a good mazel in the place where he is, he's not successful in one town, he should pick himself up and go to another town. And he has to make sure he chooses a place to move to, which is a makom Torah. Shemuvtach loy shebonav tamid chachamim. This will ensure that his children will grow up to be tamidi chachamim. Who gam ken yilmad es achukim amishpatim v'yelech b'derech toivim. And if he lives in the place of Torah, he himself will learn halachas, he himself will learn Torah, and grow in the proper path of Torah. V'yofo, Omar Rabbi Yosi Mikisma. Rabbi Yosi Mikisma said as follows, very famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. Imata noisin li kol kesev v'zov sheba'ilom. Rabbi Yosi Mikisma said, if you'll give me all of the kesef and zav in the world, eini dor el b'mokom Torah, I will not leave the place I live of Torah. Eini dor el b'mokom Torah, I'll only live in the place of Torah. You want to tell me the real estate is so great that go live over there? Do they have yeshivas? Do they have kailalim? Do they have shuls that are non-stop learning? If they do, I'll be there. If they don't, I'm not leaving. Shem Yilma Dover Echod Toiv Dayoi. If a person lives in a place of Torah, he'll learn. He'll learn from the Torah, from the people who learn Torah. I want to share with you a Maisa. The story goes back maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago. Someone calls me up about moving here to this town. And he wants to know what the community is like. It was unbelievable. I start telling him about this and about that. There's one thing that was on his mind. And it kept going back to that question. And his question was, can I get chavrusas? Is there good learning going on? Are there good chaburas? Is there a high level of learning? This was the question. Back and back, back. This is all. I remember hanging up the phone. It was around dinner time. And I sat down with my family. And I told him, that's the only thing he was asking about. That's the only thing he really cared about. Obviously, like the little things over there, you know, on the side. Of course, he was asking about, you know, education for the children, the yeshivas. Of course. But the ikkar is like we're learning over here. Have a goyel l'makom Torah. When you set yourself down to live somewhere, what does it look like? Is it a midbar? Is it a desert? Or is it a makom Torah? And I told him, the opportunities here are what you're looking for. You can learn, you can grow. And this person has joined the community since then, and he has added a tremendous amount of his own Torah to the community, where now people will say, oh, he lives there? Oh, that's a place I want to live as well. Priorities. This is what the Pele Yoetz is teaching us right now. I'm only going to live in the Makom of Torah.